Choose Financial Freedom Course by Nick True. Lesson 3. Let's get super clear on your really wants. In the past two emails and podcasts, we've talked a lot about the importance of choosing your freedom and choosing your really wants. Now it's time to start doing it. We've covered that you've got to believe that you can have financial freedom. Then we talked about why getting clarity on your really wants is crucial to actually reaching that freedom. Now it's time to decide what those really wants are. Let's go. Start with the outcome. The first step to choosing those really wants is to start with the outcome, not the want. Let me explain. When you buy something, you're never actually buying the thing you're thinking you're buying. Instead, you're actually buying what the thing does, not what it is. Here's an example. When you go to the shops to buy a new pair of pants, you don't actually want the new perfect fitting pair of pants. What you really want is to look good and, more importantly, feel like you look good. The pants are just the thing that help you get what you actually want. They're not the want. You're likely tired of all the pants you currently have and don't feel like you look all that great in them. You feel like if you get a new pair that fits better, you'll look good. That is a super important distinction to make as you spend money. When you focus on the outcome instead of the item, you'll start spending money more naturally on the things that are most important to you. Okay, here's an action step, and you can do this on the worksheet. Write down the outcomes that are important. There's lots of things that you can spend your money on, but not that all of them will actually help you reach the outcome that you want. Let's look at some of your top expenses. A mobile phone bill, eating out with friends, Netflix, internet bill, travel, cars, gym membership, clothes and shoes, pets, outdoor gear for hiking and camping, apartment rent, mortgage, your house. All right, now let's look at some of the outcomes these things provide. Building and maintaining friendships, entertainment, access to and connecting to the world, ability to go from place to place, enjoyment, to feel good about yourself, to feel good of how you look, keeps you healthy, exposes you to new places and people, a fancy or not so fancy place to live. Now I want you to identify what outcomes are the most important to you and add your own if I've left any out. Go ahead and write them down on your worksheet. So you're writing your top expenses and then the outcomes that you want to get from them. These are the outcomes that matter. These are the ones that really count. What I want you to start doing is before you make a purchase, ask yourself what outcome you're hoping that this item is going to provide. And if it's not one of your top outcomes, then maybe you should reconsider and use that money towards one of your top outcomes instead. Here's an example. One of the outcomes that is super important to me and my wife is traveling. One of the outcomes is that it isn't very important to me to have a cell phone entertainment. So I use the cheapest cell phone available that still lets me text and call people, and it costs about $12.50 a month. Then I can take the money normally used on a cell phone and use it instead on a higher priority outcome like traveling with my wife. The bottom line, you can't afford everything, and that's totally okay, because honestly, you don't really want everything. Most people just have a handful of things that are actually important to them. What I want you to start doing is making purchases in light of those things. So spend time here and really think about what's important to you. Hannah and I go super cheap on stuff we don't care about all the time. And honestly, people think we're weird because of it. But that's okay, because we spend a lot of money on the things that are important to us. If you want to start moving forward towards financial freedom, you've got to start spending your money on things that are your top priority. And if it's not, cut it out. The things that don't make the top of the list just aren't important, and you won't enjoy them long term, and all they do is waste your money. You'll be better off taking your money and either spending it on something that you really want or saving it to spend on something that you really want later, like retirement. Now's the time to start. So go ahead and make a list of the top outcomes that are important to you. Okay, and so until next time, choose financial freedom. And I advise you to watch the video, How to Stop Buying Stuff You Don't Actually Want Right Now, by Nick True. So we'll see you in the next lesson, lesson 4.